5 minutes. Hope you can forgive 6. But I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence, flashing green is next in queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type C for a comment, P to propose, S to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. Thank you. So we'll just move on to the first item of business, which is any apologies. So Councillor Enright is an apology. Is there any other apologies?
Sinead Murphy.
Sinead Murphy, yep.
Robert Mallon.
And Conor Mallon. Yeah. Yep. So there was Sinead and Conor as well there. I'm sure you got them. Perfect. Item two then, declarations of interest. Is there any declarations of interest? Nope, okay. Item three is the action sheet arising from the SPNR committee held on the 13th of February 2025. Is there any comments or questions? And could I get a proposer and seconder, please? Yep, Councillor Sharvin and Councillor Burden was second. Thank you. Item four is the draft performance improvement objectives for 25-26, and I will hand over to Jared for that. Just 2 seconds, Jared, your mic is just not on red yet. That's you. Oh, no. Councillor Riley, do you mind turning?
Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, in front of you is the draft performance improvement objectives for 25-26 for approval. So these objectives will then be subject to an audit from the audit office, probably around September, October time each year. So it is proposed that the Council carries forward all 5 performance improvement objectives from 24-25, which were developed within the context of the corporate plan 24-27. So although the objectives remain the same, a number of the targets and measures have been amended. The first objective is that we will support the health and well-being of local people by improving our leisure facilities and services. And there's 3 new measures within this objective, and that is the value of financial assistance, the number of new play parks upgraded, and the number of capital and leisure projects progressed. The second objective is about growing the economy, and there is 1 new measure in relation to the number of participants in the Go Succeed scheme. The third objective is in relation to the cleanliness of our district, and there is 2 new measures in relation to the number of fixed penalty notices paid and the percentage of community clean-ups which are requested. The fourth objective is in relation to sustainability, and there are 3 new measures, and that is establishing a carbon footprint for the council estate, renewable energy generation, and also an energy consumption baseline. The final objective then is in relation to planning applications, and the measures remain the same as these are statutory targets which council have to report on. I'll just move to section 2.4 of the report, which is in relation to the consultation. So the proposed 8-week consultation programme will run from the 14th of March to the 9th of May 25, and it will be through the council's website, public advertisement in the papers, and also engaging with the DEA forums and section 75 groups. So any feedback will then inform the final objectives, which will form part of the performance improvement plan for 25-26. So it's just for members to consider and agree the five draft performance improvement objectives for 25-26, which are outlined in Appendix 1, and also agree the proposed approach and timetable for publishing the performance improvement plan for 25-26, as outlined in Appendix 2. So happy to take any questions.
Thank you for that. Councillor Riley, I believe you're going to get it.
Yes, thanks very much, Madam Chair. Chairman, I've no problem in proposing that we accept the officer's recommendation, but I'm concerned that it could be little more than good intentions. And I don't mean that in a sarcastic way or whatever, because if you look at some of the core aspects of our work, like ridding the district of dog dirt, unless you devote really significant resources to that work, we won't be able to improve in that. And I don't think there's any money in the rates estimates that would employ additional staff to police the area in terms of how people walk their dogs and how try and increase responsible dog ownership. But that will only come about with prosecutions. I'm sorry to say that I don't want to see anybody getting prosecuted, but the amount of dog dirt throughout the district and along Kilkeel, Newry, everywhere, it's just unbelievably bad. And especially when you get a period of dry weather, it seems to get worse. But that's my only concern. I'll propose the recommendations, but there has to be resource to back it up to make sure that it actually works. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Chair, Chair touched on it. It is in relation to the plan applications. And I understand the target of 15 weeks and such being statutory requirements. I think as a council, we also have to be realistic as well. When you look at the trend of the last 3 years and the current year that we're in, you know, the number is being continuously going the wrong way. And it's a question of, yes, okay, we have a target of 15 weeks, so that is statutory requirement, but should we not be putting in a target of our own? Because obviously we would love to get to 15 weeks or less, but realistically the work that Jonathan McGilley and the team are doing, like, I would love to say by the end of next year we'll be at 15 weeks, but are we realistically going to be at that? And should we have an internal target, you know, for halfway during 25-26 that, you know, the target is that we get to 25 weeks or less, and then by the end of the year it's a target of 15 weeks or less, you know, because, yes, it's a statutory requirement, but, you know, we're setting ourselves up to failure. Maybe we should have a performance improvement that we track an internal target and also the statutory requirement, given the circumstances where we are with planning right now.
Marie, if you don't mind coming back on that.
Thank you. And I suppose, Chair, I don't disagree with the councillor at all. I don't agree. That was a brilliant slip. I don't disagree with the councillor. No, I don't disagree with the councillor at all. These are the statutory targets, and that's what we report on, statutory targets in relation to planning. I'm very keen to, and we started a process yesterday internally with the corporate management team and senior management team, just looking at our business planning for the year coming in and the targets as well that would be involved. So I would be very keen to look at what that looks like, and I wouldn't want to just say on the hoof tonight that should be X number of weeks, etc. So we are going to be doing a piece of work as a management team around totally reviewing all of this for the coming year after this year's targets. But we definitely will bring stuff back in year as to what those would potentially look like, because I don't disagree. There is also a piece of work happening at a regional level in relation to planning and planning improvement, and I think it has to connect into that as well. So, and we have officers, including Jonathan, sitting on that group looking at what that looks like moving.
Okay, Councillor Hanlon.
Yeah, I want to come in on the same subject, and I don't disagree with Councillor Sharvin's comments, but even in the case of the actual, you know, management of turnover of staff, so increasingly I'm having applicants and planning agents coming to me and saying, that somebody's left and their emails are hanging in the ether somewhere, even though the agent or the architect has sent in further information. And that then goes back into the applicant that we, you know, basically in early morning down aren't even reading emails or following up on staff that have left. So I think maybe, you know, within from a management point of view, that we need to look at how that is, you know, how is it looked at? Could that if somebody is leaving the organisation, where do those emails go to? You know, or should it be that you have to copy in planning at Newry Morning Down to every email, so that maybe somebody has sent something in and it's only when the agent is really, you know, pushing for somebody to go and look for the information that then it's uploaded on the portal, and that could create a delay of 3 to 4 to 5 weeks unnecessarily. And I suppose it's looking, if a case officer does leave, how quickly can you get, you know, is that going to delay that? Well, we know it is. It's delaying the application through no fault of anybody, you know. So I just think something that came to light today, and it's difficult for us as councillors to stand over that and say, oh, that's okay, they left, but it's okay. Then we're having to email over to management and say, could you go and pick that up? And it's just a very protracted way of doing business, I think.
So, Chair, yeah, we can certainly look at the diversion of emails, because what we should be doing when somebody leaves is re-diverting the inbox to another location, or at least putting a message on the inbox that says, you know, this person is no longer with the organisation, please email whatever, you know. So we can certainly pick that up. There's been long and many debate around the staff and structures within planning. I think Connor said last time that we're actually, I think, nearly in a position where we actually have full complement at this stage, and I'm hoping nobody has left in the last couple of weeks. So we are getting there on that side. And our senior planners do look to reallocate the work. But it's very difficult when you have a gap to reallocate when there already is significant caseload for each of the officers. But we can certainly pick those things up. And I think those are things that we can look at when we're looking at our performance targets next year as to how we actually measure and manage those. And we'll take those comments on board.
Councillor King?
Yeah, thanks very much, Chair. And I suppose, yeah, it's more of a comment, I suppose, and it's good to see that there is a target there to improve the cleanliness of our district is on the agenda and is seen as a focus point. You know, we've recently, as a team in Newry here, have met with Sinead and the team and had a very good constructive, I think, meeting with her, just outlining just the challenges that we're hearing from constituents on the ground and just the issues around fly tip and illegal dumping and just the general state of the district. So, you know, I mentioned a scene there within the notes community outreach was mentioned, and that's very welcomed. But I do believe a strategic plan, a new and updated approach is needed from the department. So I really put the onus on the department to kind of come up with something as quick as they can. Because we all live across the district in areas of outstanding natural beauty, so and people are noticing the state of the place at the moment. So, look, it's just a comment, but yeah, good to see that it's referenced.
Sure, if I can just come in on that. I think members are aware there has been a significant piece of work ongoing in relation to district cleansing, and that is progressing. As I understand it, Sinead is due to bring an update to the cleansing work, I'm going to call it the cleansing working group, I've probably got the name wrong, prior to the Sustainability and Environment Committee next week. So that will give you a good feel for the direction of travel in relation to cleansing across the district.
Great, thanks for that. Members, I believe I had a proposer from Councillor O'Reilly, but I don't have a seconder. Is anyone want a second? Yep. Councillor Clark. So we'll move on to item number 5 then, which is procurement policy. I'm going to hand it over to
members. There is a completely updated procurement policy here for decision tonight. There is a new Procurement Act, it's 2023. Though it's called 2023, it's actually only sort of been commenced from the 24th of February 2025. And any sort of new procurements are particularly impacted. You can see the figures I've written down there in section 2 for services and for capital amounts. So we've updated the policy in relation to the Procurement Act, but also further to the notice of motion that was received about ethical procurement. We have added in this new policy sections in relation to ethical procurement, social value and sustainability. Below this, there will be updated procedures for staff, and also training has been undertaken during the year, but more training will be undertaken in the next number of months. So I'll leave it there and ask if there's any.
Josephine, Councillor Riley.
Sure, Madam Chair, I would propose the officer's recommendation. For just one thing, Madam Chair, I would like Josephine to answer if she can. There are so many small businesses within our district, but they never seem to tender for contracts within the council. And if you go onto that procurement portal, it is daunting. I was just wondering, would it be possible for the council maybe to run some workshops that local small business entrepreneurs could attend so as they could ready themselves for tendering? I think that's really important that we try to keep as much business in the district as whatever. But certainly, I propose that we accept the recommendations on the 2023 Procurement Act.
Ash, you want to bring Marie in to respond to
this? Just, and Amanda Smith is with us this evening. We do run quite considerable training for buyers in the district across the last number of years. I don't know, Amanda's possibly unfair of me to put you on the spot, but maybe if you could just give a bit of a view of what we've done over the last wee while on that.
Wait on your mic coming in.
In advance of the new procurement system coming in, we would have done a lot of work with local small businesses around even how to access our own council's procurement system and be tender ready for bids coming out. But through the business support programme, we've also done those procurement workshops or tender support with businesses to make them aware of how to find opportunities, both through public sector and other organisations, how they could in a better position to bid for work and enter. So we have done some work in that area through both our business development programmes, where there's support available for businesses, but also as a councillor sales and how to access tenders. It's something we can maybe look at again. We will be having days of the business support programmes coming out in April with new funding, so it's maybe something we'll have to see how we can looking at supporting businesses who are looking at tendering.
Thank you for that. So Councillor Hanlon then is next.
Yes,
just 2 seconds.
Sorry. Yes, it's you now.
Yeah.
Yes,
just on the ethical procurement point of the procurement policy, I'm not sure it totally reflects what the actual motion was, but maybe, you know, is there something else in the background that would actually refer back to the Geneva principles and, you know, other, you know, parameters that were mentioned in the motion? Because it just basically says, you know, I'm trying to look for the recognised social principles, but it doesn't specifically reference the ones that I brought up in the motion. So, you know, is there something in the background or what social principles are going to be guiding the ethical procurement?
There's things like, you know, human rights. There's various, you know, sections in the policy, you know, human rights, modern slavery. Those are the type of things that would be in the terms and conditions when you take out a contract. So there would be, there are other documents that, you know, that we would be looking at, you know, before a procurement contract is awarded.
So will it refer back to the principles then that were mentioned or, you know, agreed in the motion?
I've taken action to. We are revising our terms and conditions that go with tenders, and I'll take that back. Because it'd be within that, you know, before you let a contract.
I think that's where I was getting to. So within the terms of reference and guidelines for procurement, so the procurement as it stands
as policy looks okay, but it's what terms of reference we're going to be referencing back to whenever we're actually awarding them. So if that could be looked at alongside this, then we'd be content with the policy as it stands. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Councillor Allen. Councillor Sharman? Councillor Allen, could you just switch off your mic, please?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's more in relation to the point around new registration on the central digital platform that the bidders, suppliers will face. You know, as we all know, when you have to re-register or new register for things, people might miss communications. I do note that there will be information on the Council's website and suppliers in due course, but will there be a notice on the existing system to redirect them to it? You know, how are we ensuring that everyone is getting the information and that they're being correctly re-diverted to the new system that they need to register on?
Councillor Sharvin, we haven't actually uploaded any. You know, we're still working on the ones that we've started prior to the Act. So it will be through the website, and we are looking at this whole portal bit and information for suppliers, and if we have to pick it up in training and things like that. One of those things, it doesn't matter which system you're using, unfortunately. You know, we're all supposed to be directed to the same digital platform. That's the whole idea. So we will provide more information when we're actually uploading our first procurements under the Act.
And when do we expect the first ones to be, Josephine? Do we know when that is?
Well, we've been through the procurement action plan, and it'll be sometime between now and the summer. So it's hard to know. I can't give you an exact date, but there are some within the SME.
Councillor McHugh? Yeah, sure.
Sometimes when we promote our shop local campaign, and you know, get a constituent approaching you who's in business saying, "I can't supply you." So very competitive, because they do talk to each other. So I'd love to know actually how, have we any information on how much of produce or equipment is actually bought in our council area. We would have some idea that it's not all going out elsewhere to big suppliers who end up wondering where they get the stuff from, you know, fulfill this. But that's the feedback I get quite often, actually. Local guys are gone. They're not interested in us. Maybe entirely right, but that's the feeling out there. I'd love to see the figures in that. How much we do.
I definitely don't have those figures with me tonight, and we'd have to look at our systems whether that was actually possible. But there is such a remit of, you know, there's such a lot of procurements to go out of different shapes and sizes and different supplies. The whole idea about social value is we're sort of trying to encourage, businesses of different sizes to come forward. So, but we certainly have a little look at it and see if it's easily got this information.
I would like to see that really, because at least that would be something that we were as councillors would be able to. But we are answerable to the community. At least have some information to say, this is the amount. These are the suppliers, because I'm sure they're not, beyond the realms of the regulation for us to know who actually is supplying the council past that stage of your procurement protection, etc. Nationwise. So it'd be very welcome to that.
Thank you for that, Councillor McAteer. So again, I believe I have a proposal from Councillor Riley, but I need a seconder. If anyone's happy to second. Yep, Councillor Hanlon. Okay. Okay, so the following items 6 to 20 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I please get a proposer and seconder to go in closed session? Yep, so Councillor Hanlon and Councillor King to second. Item 6, lands at Daisy Hill, Newry. On the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Keane, it was agreed to sell the lands hatched blue on the map attached to the officer's report to the party identified within the report for the market value. Item 7, license of lands at Donard Park, Newcastle. On the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, the following was agreed: to grant a license in respect of the new 3G pitch at Donard Park, Newcastle, as outlined in green on the map attached to this report, for a license period of 25 years, with the party identified in the officer's report, subject to the market value license fee, and to grant a license in respect of the placement of a container at Donard Park, Newcastle, for a license period of 5 years, with the party identified in the officer's report, at a peppercorn license fee, subject to departmental consent. Item 8, renewal of lease of lands adjacent to Kilkeel Leisure Centre. On the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Fawzi, it was agreed to grant a further lease in respect of the lands shaded red to the party noted within the report for a period of 25 years at a peppercorn rent, subject to departmental consent. Item 9, renewal of licence at Council Depot Kilkeel. On the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to enter into a further 5-year lease agreement in respect of the land as shown outlined in red on the plan attached to the officer's report, with the party identified, at a peppercorn licence fee, subject to departmental consent. Item 10, lease of buildings and lands at Annalong Marine Park. On the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to enter into a lease variation with the existing tenant named in the officer's report to extend the term of the existing lease by 20 years and to extend the leased area to include the area outlined in green on the map attached to the report at a peppercorn rent, subject to departmental consent. Item 11, lease of land to Kiltibay in Newry. On the proposal of Councillor Quinn, seconded by Councillor Hannan, it was agreed to enter into a further lease with the party named within the officer's report for a term of 25 years and to move forward on the basis of option A, as outlined in section 2.3 of the officer's report. Item 12, direct award contract. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Howie, it was agreed to approve the recommendation contained within the officer's report. Item 13, AHC facility lease. On the proposal of Councillor McTeer, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to approve the updated lease arrangements as detailed in the officer's report. Item 14, sale of land Newry. On the proposal of Councillor McTeer, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to accept the current offer and move to a sale agreed. Item 15, NMDDC LGSC contributions. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to approve the payment as outlined in the officer's report from Newry Morning Down District Council for the period April 25 to March 26. Item 16, clearance works Castlewell and Arboretum and Ansley Gardens National Lottery Heritage Fund project. On the proposal of Councillor Sharon, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, it was agreed to approve a compensation event to the contractor to undertake clearance works necessary to enable the contractor to continue with the relevant contract works. Item 17, postal service contract. On the proposal of Councillor McTeer, seconded by Councillor Howie, it was agreed to note the extension and tender of postal services for Council's main collection and sorting mail service using a postal services framework agreement available to public sector bodies. Item 18, management accounts. On the proposal of Councillor McTeer, seconded by Councillor Howie, it was agreed to note the quarter 3 24-25 management accounts. Item 19, DARE project Castlewell. On the proposal of Councillor McTeer, seconded by Councillor Howie, it was agreed to accept the recommendations of the officer's report. Item 20, minutes of the Newry City Centre Regeneration Project Board meeting of the 6th of December 2024. On the proposal of Councillor McTeer, seconded by Councillor Howie, it was agreed to note minutes. So the final item of business is item 21, which is the minutes of the Women's Working Group, which I am happy to propose. So if there's a seconder, Councillor Quinn, and that's us for tonight. All right, thank you very much, members.